The Pulse, WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God. I am your host, John Fowler. So glad to have you tuned in for this edition. And we're talking about the powerless devil, a powerful you. I preached a message not long ago about this, and I'm wanting to tell you about it because I'm telling you, God can help you and use you in whatever situation that you are in. And I encourage you to share, like, and subscribe. Let people know what we're talking about today. The devil is definitely and is defined as an enemy. But you have to remember that he was rendered powerless through the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Now, many times, especially here in West Virginia, people put O-H in front of the devil. They say, the old devil, and then begin to praise him for what they're doing, what he's doing to them. And it's like, stop talking about the devil. And well, you say, well, you're talking about him right now. Well, I'm talking about him right now to tell you to stop talking about him. Stop giving him glory for the things that are going wrong in your life, because Jesus triumphed over sin, death, and the devil. And so what happens is this gives believers, as you and me, authority over the enemy. You and me, we have authority over the devil, over any of the fiery darts of the wicked. We have control of that because we have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. It dwells in you and me. So as a Christian, we have been given the authority over the power of the enemy. This means that we do not have to fear the devil. We have power over him. Now, listen to the scripture. Luke chapter 10, 17 through 20. And this talks about the 70 that he had sent out. So the 70, being Jesus, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So why are you being hurt? The enemy doesn't have power over you in relationships, in sickness, in marriage, in addiction. The enemy does not have power over you unless you give it to him. He is powerless. He's walking around toothless. He can't even chew food. I mean, he is an embarrassment. So notwithstanding, listen to this, what verse 20 says. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you. You're not subject to them. They're subject to you. They don't tell you what to do. You tell them what to do. But rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Man, I tell you, what authority is in this podcast today and in the Word of God. Remember that demons are subject to you. A third of the angels were kicked out of heaven. And that's now the demonic. That's what our job is to do, is to push back the spirit of darkness and advance the kingdom of God. So remember, demons are subject to you. You're not subject to them. God's power is perfect and unlimited. You have the power of God inside of you that dwells in you. You have the third part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. Jesus went to heaven. He sent the Spirit, and the Spirit of God will teach us all things. Romans chapter 8, verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit and dwelleth in you. The actual Spirit of God, if you're saved, dwells in you. How cool is that? The Creator of the universe dwells inside of you. We're talking about the powerless devil, a powerful you today. And so now let's talk about something else. Let's talk about your flesh, and let's talk about the Spirit. I believe one of the problems with the church today is determining the difference between the flesh and the Spirit. I was telling somebody the other day, they were having a conflict with a person. And I said, they're not your conflict. Well, but you don't know what they did to me. I said, it doesn't matter. They're not your conflict. Because we wrestle not against flesh or blood, but against the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness. So, you know, you're battling a child, or you're battling a spouse or a coworker in the flesh, when what you should be doing is praying about it in the spirit, and then it manifests itself and fixes itself in the flesh. What we pray in the spirit, what we pray is spiritual, and then it manifests itself in the flesh. Let me give an example. You say, well, that's crazy. All right, pray for a financial blessing. You say, okay, so Lord, I pray for a financial blessing. All right, that's spiritual. The financial blessing comes through the physical. So that's how this works. You're praying in the spirit, and then God manifests it in the flesh. Relationships change from you praying in the spiritual, in the spirit, and then seeing it manifest itself in the flesh. So you have to determine the difference between flesh and spirit. So why do you ask God for, and this is something that I asked in the sermon, you know, why do people pray for strength? So it's like, oh God, give me strength. Well, the same spirit that God has is inside of you. And do you think his spirit's weak? Do you think his spirit's sick? Does his spirit take antidepressants? Does his spirit take anxiety medication? No, his spirit is perfect. The same spirit that's inside of you. What the enemy's doing, he's lying to you about a lot of things, and that's in the flesh, and that's where fear comes from. There is no fear in the spirit. There's only fear in the flesh. So, is God on purpose holding back his spirit, his strength from your spirit? Absolutely not. You have full reign of God's spirit every day, every hour, and you can conquer anything. You have a never-ending supply of power that will never run out, of God's power. Well, but you don't know what he did to me. You don't know what she did to me. It's in the flesh. Pray about it. God can fix it in the spirit that manifests itself to the flesh. It never runs low. God's spirit never runs low. It never runs out. It is a constant flow of God's power from the Holy Ghost. So is your spirit, do you feel like your spirit's weak? Oh, I'm just so weak. Well, your spirit is not weak. The only way your spirit is, the only way that you sin is in the flesh. You do not sin in the spirit. The spirit knows the way out of temptation. The spirit, well, the flesh will take you into it. The flesh doesn't know the way out of temptation, but the spirit does. The only way you sin is in your flesh. Your weakness is only in your flesh. Your spirit is never weak. It's God's spirit that dwells inside of you. So I ask you again, is God's spirit weak? No. It's our flesh, and you have to learn to determine between the two. I hope this is helping you today. Galatians chapter 5, 16 and 17, listen to this. This I say then, walk in the spirit that you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you walk in the spirit, that means you're praying, you're studying, you're reading, you have a relationship with Jesus, you're praying, talking to him, then you will not fulfill what the flesh is desiring. Because the flesh will send you straight to hell, and that's its job. The flesh, verse 17, lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, that you cannot do the things that you would, because it's in the flesh. What you spend time with is in control. If you spend time in the spirit, talking to Jesus, building that relationship with him, then it will be in control. But if you spend more time with your flesh, watching horrible movies, clicking on things you're not supposed to, saying things you're not supposed to do, looking at things you're not supposed to do, relationships that are bad, then your flesh will be in control. Your emotions are not supposed to control you. The Spirit of God is to control you. You have to crucify your emotions, Crucify everything that the enemy would try to do to you. Put it on the cross and say, God, I need you to help me. Because the fruits of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, those are the top ones. The flesh is hate. It's always frustrated. If you spend more time in your flesh, then guess what? You'll have worry, greed, anxiety, sickness, lust. But the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faith. See, unbelief is in the flesh. Your spirit sees it. Your spirit believes for it, but your flesh can't see it, and so that's where the unbelief is. There is no unbelief in your spirit. So what you have to do is you have to learn to transfer whatever's in your spirit and all that faith over to tell your flesh to line up to the will of God. So transfer, I'm telling you, you do a supernatural transfer. You say, well, that's weird. How do you do that? You just allow your spirit to have control. So you transfer that faith from your spirit to your flesh, just like you would transfer money from savings to checking. You say, okay, I choose not to believe this, but I choose to walk in the Spirit. Well, that's a spiritual transfer. You're saying, okay, I choose not to live this way. Faith is already there. Faith is already there in your spirit. Your spirit is not addicted. Freedom is in your spirit. So what I encourage you to do is if you walk in the Spirit, then you're not going to be bound in your flesh. God wants to do big things with you. If you're not, your spirit's not sick. So walk in healing in your flesh and say, I choose to walk in healing. I choose to be healed. John chapter 7, verse 38 says, he that believeth on him, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That living water right there is the Spirit of God. And it flows out of you. Not a river of living water, but it says rivers of living water. So that's the Holy Spirit. Jesus promises the indwelling and flowing of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And this will bring spiritual life, abundance, refreshment, and transformation of power of the Holy Spirit in your life and other believers, because you'll change other lives. If you're walking in your spirit, you're walking in God's spirit, you will change other people's lives. You will. It's just going to happen. I mean, you won't have to do anything but just walk in his spirit. Hey, that's the way it works. And so if you want to listen to that sermon, you can do that by just going to the Pulse WV, West Virginia, and look up the sermon, The Powerless Devil, A Powerless Devil, A Powerful You. And God can do big things. Hey, I'm leaving here today, headed to Winston-Salem every Thursday, 7 p.m., the Pulse Winston in partnership with the Church of the Living God. And I encourage you to come and be a part of that tonight if you're in the area. And Reverend Jerry Campbell is preaching tonight, and you won't want to miss it, and you're going to be blessed. So I encourage you to pray for us as we travel, but number two, also come and join us. And if not, catch us online. You can catch us on the Pulse Winston. You can catch us on this Facebook page, the Pulse WV Live, my personal page, or the Pulse Winston. So we encourage you to be a part of that, and God will richly bless you. I promise in Jesus' name. If you're not where you need to be today, all you have to do is say, Father, forgive me of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and live. Use me for your kingdom, glory, and honor. If you need a Bible, we'll send you one free of charge, courtesy of the Pulse WV Live. There are three different ways that you could give to this ministry, and we are just busy taking care of God's business. Hey, text the word Pulse to 1-304-244-3187. Go to thepulsechurch.com and give through PayPal or mail your love gift to P.O. Box 141, Gassaway, West Virginia, 26624. Thank you for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God, and I pray you share, like, and subscribe, and have a great day.